Our economy is in a bad state, a real bad state. As a country, we are broke, as the Minister of Finance has himself been able to confirm. And we need to get out of this situation. I think about a month ago, Dr. Mandaza, in partnership really with NED, National Endowment for Democracy, in the USA, convene an Indaba, a conference, whatever you want to call it. And almost all the parties, we discussed a number of things, particularly pertaining to the socioeconomic situation in our country. And we came out with very strong recommendations. The Minister of Finance, Chinamasa, was there himself, and he gave us promise when he talked very positively about what could be done and what government was agreed should be attended to. But when you look at the implementation side of it, nothing. It's very disappointing. It has recommendations.
But the official line from ZANU-PF is that there is no crisis and therefore there is no need to have that indaba that you are talking about. Are there some people in ZANU-PF that you still talk to who are keen on national dialogue?
Well, I'd say the president himself said he was prepared to have a dialogue. So I don't know who in ZANU-PF, when the president has said so, I can't see anybody else oppose that. He has come out to say he is prepared to dialogue with even the opposition about issues that would be able to bring about the turnaround of the economy. So I'm saying that we need to take an opportunity to do that. As I say, logistically, government is not able to sponsor one right now when they can't even be able to pay their workers. ZANU-PF itself, it was in the press this last week, is in a crisis with funding, in spite of the fact that they're getting that chunk of money from Parliament. But they have a crisis. They've not been able to pay their workers for over 2 months.
Who can organize such an indaba?
No, this is why I'm saying that these are some of the things we're talking about and trying to find out. Who can be able to assist? Who have got sufficient muscle to be able to call such an indaba? As opposition parties, we're trying to figure out who exactly would be in a position to assist and be able to convene such an indaba.
So plans are already underway?
How well are we thinking? If somebody else, as I say, if government comes along and says, no, we're going to have it, we're going to convene it, fine. But seeing things are quiet, we're already thinking along those lines and we're trying to see what would be the best organization to do it. As I say, SAPES and NED said they've done their part, helped us to brainstorm and come out what would be the possible solutions to our problems.